This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is John Alexander. He's chairman of the Macoupin County Civil War Roundtable. Welcome to the show, John.
Good to be with you, Rick.
A year or more ago, we had a conversation concerning an old flag that had a special meaning to Macoupin County. We have a flag now that's on display in the Macoupin County Courthouse, and I'm going to let you talk a little bit about, without going into the names, I'll let you explain it, what this flag is and what it meant to Macoupin County.
Sure, Rick. This is the national colors flag, the American flag, as we would call it today, the U.S. flag that was carried through the Civil War by the Macoupin County Regiment. They were organized in 1862 there in Carlinville and fought through the end of the war, April of 1865, and everywhere they fought, everywhere they marched, they carried this flag and fought beneath it. It's been in storage for many years, and now it's restored at considerable cost and available to be seen there in the courthouse in Macoupin County.
Before we get to the actual dedication ceremony, let's talk about that fundraising event that went into getting money up to have it restored. It was shipped off, it was restored, and maybe you could talk about that process now concerning the flag.
Sure, Rick. We began a fundraising campaign in 2010 at the Glades in Carlinville, where we had the flag on display that night. We were shooting for about $30,000 to $35,000. These are very costly projects. There's a lot of high-priced labor involved in the restoration, and the flags aren't always in the best shape after they've been through 3 years of war, as you can imagine. So we raised, to make a long story short, we raised the necessary funds, some $34,000, shipped the flag off to a company in New York that restores historic flags. They've had it for about a year, and earlier this month it arrived back in Carlinville and is now hanging on a wall in the courthouse. We will officially dedicate it Monday morning, December 31, at 11 o'clock there in the courthouse. So I'm suggesting the New Year's Eve celebration begins early in Macoupin County this year. This is a beautiful flag, and I think when people see what a nice addition it will make to the courthouse, they will, their patriotic blood will flow even faster.
Now, there is a piece of bittersweet news concerning the flag in that regiments carried two flags, and we'll let you explain what happened when you opened up the box.
Okay, that's a story, Rick. We thought we were raising money for the restoration of the regimental flag that carried the name of the regiment. Instead, a little mix-up at the guard meant that the national colors, the American flag carried by that regiment, was sent to New York for restoration. And when we opened the box and saw what we had, we were a little confused. But when we found out it was the national colors carried by the Macoupin Regiment, we were perhaps a little disappointed to see that, but then on some reflection, we realized this was, one of the two flags that they carried through the war. So it's hanging on the wall, Rick, and we're really proud of it.
To explain a little bit to the audience, these flags are all collected up in Springfield now after they were taken down from the complex in the state capitol due to their fragile thing, but all of these remain up there until maybe like a group like you restores one, right?
That's exactly right. Maybe 8 or 10 of these flags have been restored here in recent years, but the state is protecting hundreds of these flags in specially crafted drawers at Camp Lincoln in Springfield, where they're properly stored. For years, some of the old-timers like me and others might remember they were on display in Springfield in the Hall of Flags in what we called then the Centennial Building. It's now known as the Howlett Building. But because of all the wear and tear caused by light, especially on the flags and hanging, they were moved to the National Guard's protection several years ago.
Now, the 122nd flag that actually bore 122nd that you thought was being restored, you had that on display here, if I remember right. People did see it when this project began. Do you have like a picture that people can still see as far as what the other flag that the 122nd carried?
Yes, that's a good idea, and I'll bring that to the dedication Monday morning now that you mention it, Rick. Ideally, we would like to have this flag restored as well, but I think as fundraisers, we probably need to catch our breath and see if there's enough interest and momentum to get that one restored as well.
You have been working on this, as you say, for a long time. And was there any particular enthusiasts or just Civil War Roundtable members that worked on this endeavor from the beginning to now the culmination?
Yeah, the key people were two fellows right there in Carlinville, Norman Craze and Alan Ashby, and then Steve Hicks over at Scottville and myself were the committee involved, but we had the full support of the Macoupin County Roundtable, and several individuals and businesses stepped up, Rick, and we were able to raise the money without, you know, the usual chili suppers and car washes and that kind of thing. So this is the culmination of about a two-year effort in the county to raise what seems like a lot of money, but I think when people see the flag, they'll think the money was well spent.
Now, how big is the flag actually, John, if people haven't went over to the courthouse yet and seen it where it is?
It's approximately 6 feet by 6 feet, Rick, and in a frame, that makes it almost 6.5 or 7 by 7. So it's hanging pretty well centered on a wall between the clerk's office in the main hall and the circuit clerk's office. It's going to be a real eye catcher, and I'm told yesterday when I was down there that the reaction to it has been very favorable. I think it's going to be a beautiful addition to a beautiful old courthouse too.
Many times you hear of a Civil War flag that had bullet holes in it or was damaged in battle and things like that. When it was restored, was it restored completely, or does it contain some battlefield damage? Could you tell us about that, or for people who would like to know what they're going to see on the dedication Monday?
Well, the restoration just basically stabilizes and preserves the flag in the condition it was in at the end of the war. Where there were holes, and there are holes in this flag, a background has been provided, but you can distinguish between the background and the real flag. So hanging there in this large frame in front of you, you can just feel the Civil War reaching right out at you.
Final question here. Also, your dedication, again, we'll say, is December 31st at 11 a.m. at the Macoupin County Courthouse. That was picked, I guess, because of an anniversary date for the 122nd?
Well, yes, that's a good point, Rick. On December 31, 1862, the Macoupin Regiment was under fire from Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest at a little town in Tennessee called Parker's Crossroads. And this was one of their major battles of the war, their maiden test in battle. They stood up well to the guns of Forrest and fought him many times thereafter. So not only will the flag be dedicated on Monday the 31st, but the 31st is the 150th anniversary to the day, to the hour even, Rick, of their first major battle.
John, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
It's been my pleasure.
You can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.